And I have Nanaya on the line. Good afternoon, Nanaya. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Nanaya, please. I'm doing wonderful. Please go ahead.
This story baffles me. Like, how? It is not like that in any relationship or marriage. It is not done anywhere that way. But where baffles me the most is where the lady said when her mom comes to visit, the husband doesn't even allow the mother to do anything. And my question there is, what is her mother's reaction when the man doesn't allow her to do anything for her? What is her mother's reaction? If her mother's reaction is, oh, cool, it's fine, I'm staying behind, then if the husband has said this, then I'm staying behind, you can do your thing yourself, then there is something fishy going on between the husband and the mother.
How?
Mesna, yeah. Because, Mesna, you are pregnant, okay? For 5 good months. Though 5 months, you're almost there. I think it's 9 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 9 months and 5 months, you're almost there. Your husband won't allow a maid. And when your cousin or nephew or whatever comes around, he won't allow them to, you know, help you. Okay, 5 months is a long way. Prematurely, some give birth around 6 months, 7 months. So 5 months, it's a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So when your mom comes visiting, she should be able, even your mom should be the one to convince your husband that, I feel, or in-law, for the sake of your wife's safety and all this, I should be able to help her. Or I should be able to bring in someone who will help your wife because of her condition. Miss Nad, do you get me?
I get what you're saying.
If the mother feels okay that, her husband says, so I'm not doing it, and she's okay with it.
I'm good and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Edmund, please go ahead.
Okay, me today, I'm here to advise my dear brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Please, my dear brothers and men, please let's try and help our wives at home. You know, shift all the households. I'm saying, the wires are ending. And it's not fair. They cook, they wash, they clean up the house. And you see, saying that the husband doesn't touch anything.
He hasn't lift a finger to help in any way.
Yeah, it's no good. The woman is not your slave. Please, my dear brothers, my fathers who are married, those who are yearning to get married, please, let's try and help our wives. And sometimes, too, I think it's our mother's fault. They don't teach the boys to cook, to clean, to do anything. And it hasn't helped. For me, I was privileged that my mom taught me to do everything for myself. I can cook, I can clean, everything that you need to do to keep yourself at home. So please, my dear man, please try. And the woman, so she should try and talk to the husband. Maybe he will start to help her in doing some of these things.
Edmund, I really like the angle at which you're coming from. And yeah. I like the way you're trying to encourage men too, because some of them, oosh. Thank you so much for calling, Edmund.
You're welcome.
And I'm Pastor Lonnie. Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you?
Good afternoon, President. By God's grace, I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are my children doing? I missed them already. I missed them so much. Oh, my God. Pastor, go ahead. Share with us. What do you think?
President, in fact, I am so sad to hear this.
Mm-hmm. You know,
if this woman is not pregnant, I wouldn't have any problem. By going through pregnancy for 5 months without help, it's like living in hell. Now she will be confused. Because me, sometimes when my wife was pregnant, at the night, I have to drive out to Nshaba Kwejo just for kebab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's not easy. I need tilapia. I want to eat this. Sometimes I will go to the kitchen personally to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the man is stressing the lady. And he, the man, is putting the lady and the unborn baby in danger. How long will you like this woman to go through her labor for this 9-month journey? It's not easy. I'm pleading with this lady to consult the mother of the man, to talk to him as a mother who has gone through pregnancy process before, so that he will talk, she will talk to the son. If you don't want any family member to come around, then you, the man, should be of help to this lady. In fact, she is not a slave to you. She has come in to help. They are our helpers. So we should also help them in this pregnancy. Now, I feel sad this afternoon, but
I've been pissed off since morning. Oh, when I saw her message, I've been very pissed off.
Nah. You should find any member of the family and talk to them.
Mm.
So that maybe they will be of help to the lady.
Okay, my dear.
All right.
It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling, my dear. And I have Kelly on the line. Hello, Kelly. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Kelly, go ahead.
I'm very, very sad. I don't want to call, but I'm very busy. I was like, I should call and just share my opinion. I'm very sad. I don't know why the guy is doing that, but I just want to flip the coin a little bit. I don't know if you allow me to talk.
Please go ahead, my dear.
I feel like when they got married, the guy was like, oh, you should bring someone to help her and do some things, and the wife didn't understand. Now she's bringing someone, and the guy is stopping her for doing that. That's how I feel. I feel like, I don't know if what I'm saying, I'm just making sense or what. I just want to feel the queen.
I get where you're coming from.
I'm just feeling like there's something fishy there. Like, the guy was like, oh, let's bring someone to help. If you go to work and you come back and something, and now, in that time, she didn't agree, and now she wants someone to come and help, and the guy is not agreeing. And he's like, the guy and the lady, they are not friends. I'm telling you, they are not friends. They don't need to talk and grieve things. That's why I see this is coming on. And the mother coming to the house, and the mother not helping, so I don't get it. The mother have to see the guy down and talk to the guy. If the lady is listening to me, if you talk to your mom, if you talk to your husband, and because if you are pregnant, it's a whole lot. Some people can get pregnant 2 months, 3 months, and their legs are falling. But she should just talk to her mom, to talk to her husband, that she should just help out. Because some guys are very lazy. So they don't do anything. They don't do anything. So that's my condition.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling. And I have Jennifer on the line. Hello, Jennifer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, my dear.
Okay. I'm listening with my voice.
Okay, my dear.
And he said, maybe the man does not trust himself with any other woman in the house.
Boy, really? Then take it to a mother's place then.
Yes. So maybe the lady should ask the guy to bring any of his relatives. Maybe it will work.
Okay, that sounds like another good idea. But at least someone there to help her out, because yes. Charlie Widier is not really looking good at all.
Yes.
But please, shout out to your boss who couldn't say it, but sent you to tell us. Thank you so much, and good afternoon to him. Let me get into the studio. Thank you so much, and for calling. So let me get into the studio. I'm here with Kumi Kums. Kumi.
Yeah.
AJ. What's up?
Yeah, I did for you.
If you just joined us, let me share with you why everybody is saying what they're saying and why I'm not really thrilled this afternoon. It says, good afternoon. Good morning. Now, I'm a 31-year-old lady and I've been married for 3 years. We have decided to have our first child. I'm currently 5 months pregnant and I have been asking my husband to allow my cousin, who is a lady, to come and help me out at home. Since he doesn't want us to have a house help in the house. But anytime I bring up the topic, he keeps saying I should be able to do everything on my own. I should cook for him, clean the house, wash our clothes, and take care of his every need. He doesn't even lift a finger to help me in any way. Mm-mm. And I'm worried and confused. I don't know what to do. Even when my mother comes to visit, he doesn't allow her to help me. Please, is this what happens in every marriage? Please help me out. Kindly send your messages. I'll be reading them soon. Phil, what's up?
So they're cool. Everything is fine.
You thank God for that.
Yeah.
Please share your opinion first before I bring the guy in the glasses. He's using the glasses to check what's going on. Yeah. Fidelis, what's up? Talk to me.
So, looking at this lady's situation, they've been married for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They courted and everything. So I'm sure the guy noticed something in her life. Maybe she being too lazy. You understand?
Oh.
Or she trying not to be independent of certain things.
Oh.
So looking at where she's coming from and looking at the angle of the guy too, I think, the guy is really trying to put her on her toes.
No.
Pregnancy, no be joke.
No.
But then, I'm sure it's a very big test for her to be
independent. Sweetie, you're one of my favorite people, but don't be saying that when you're pregnant.
No, because...
I had to ask this one today. I'm sorry, I'm a bit upset, but have you been pregnant before? Have you had a woman who's pregnant before?
No, I know how pregnancy goes. I've been with a pregnant woman before. I know how stressful it is.
And at 5 months, you think she should be washing, cooking, cleaning, and doing everything in the house. You don't even know how big or small the place is, but you think at 5 months... Hold on. I have 2 kids. My sister over there has 2 kids as well. So I want to find out from you. Think that is okay? That at 5 months with...
No, but...
And you know every woman in their shape and in their feet and, you know, what they go through. I was just telling Kumi that my first trimester for my first child, me fly cry is bigger than me. Me say one I have a pound because I couldn't keep any food down. When you come in and you have any perfume or so, like all these people, I go suck. I don't have light on in the room. She said, I sucked my younger brother from his room. I don't live there. Oh.
That's like some pregnancy hormones or what?
Chale, bros. The guy left. He abandoned his room for me. There's a space between his bed and the wardrobe. That place. I don't sleep on the bed. Oh. That corner, that place, it felt cozy and everything. You get me? I put a mattress on the floor. My blanket. My uncle used to make fun of me because I didn't want to talk. He was standing behind me. If you come in and I could smell anything, you're dead. I couldn't take, you know, the perfume from soap.
Mm-hmm.
Perfume, whatever. Because the least
thing if irritates I, you.
Irritate, I'm puking. I used to drink chilled, you see, water, chilled, block. Yeah, they used to boil the water, put it back in the Voltaic bottle, clean the Voltaic bottle, put it back inside, freeze it. So I had constantly like frozen water.
Hey,
bros. Charlie. So you see, everybody, and that was my first pregnancy. Do you know? I'm looking for that picture for Kumi. I'm not going to post it because I don't want anybody to laugh at me. This is her first child. This is her first child. So you see why the thing they pay me. You get me? 5 months, not be easy like that. Oh.
But the fact that you are pregnant, I don't know, but African women, forgive me, but some African women make it look like when you are pregnant, you have to be a couch potato or something. But there are women that are pregnant and they are very active.
God.
You can see women in the gym 6 months, they are working out and all. Women.
I don't know why
some African women will say, I'm pregnant. In Tichale. I remember way back in school, there was a lady who was pregnant. We were writing exam, and then she requested to write on the ground floor because she can't climb upstairs. But it's a form of exercise, which is going to be good for you and the baby inside you. So if your man is telling you that, I want you to do things on your own, learn to... Like, Charlie, I don't see anything wrong with that. Okay, right now, let's assume the cousin to come into the picture. And now you can't even give him sex. And then your cousin is attractive.
Because it's very difficult to give you sex when she's 5 months pregnant. Do you know what she goes through?
So if you bring your cousin in and your husband tends to have a relationship with your cousin, how are you going to feel?
Please, we're live on Facebook. I just need to see how my body's itching me. How Fidelis is about to go down the drain right now. Because, honestly, you're dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a conversation with your girlfriend about her menses?
One way or the other.
You think she's a cow's potato when she's going through the pain?
Oh no, actually,
you see that stimulator.
I haven't
thing.
Come across those who are.
See, I wanted to order the stimulator that helps men, you know, understand what women go through during that time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're pregnant, when I get it, when it arrives, I want to use it on you first. Okay, sir.
you know,
would you agree to it?
The best comparison could be, you see, when you kick a guy in the balls, how we feel.
One doesn't compare.
No, it's similar.
It's not similar.
It is. Whoa. The pain we feel in our groin, I'm sure that's what you people call as cramps. But ours is like worse.
Excuse me. Please, ladies, I need help. Please come into the studio. I need help. Now this boy is trying to get on my spinal cord. I need Noella, baby, please explain a little bit of cramps to this boy. He said when he gets kicked in the groin, the pain that they feel when they get kicked
who's saying that?
This one with the
because
nice
he's a woman.
Yes, because he's
a
woman.
He has a cervix.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma.
Uh-huh. I don't understand.
We are comparing the pain of menses.
You can't compare. Men. No, you cannot. I'm sorry.
You cannot compare
anything that has to do with women to men.
Thank you.
You guys have unique pains. Unique pains. Mm-hmm. You cannot relate. Mm. For a second, if God is to replace your thing with my thing, and like you there for just one day, your penis.
With my vajayjay.
Let me just say, your reproductive system.
Thank you, ma.
With mine. And you are to experience cramps or period cramps for just an hour. You can't. Women, we are naturally strong, and so we contain and we absorb pain. But the pain we go through, you know, I used to see this video on the internet where it's like a technology.
Yes.
Where they make you have a feel of
that stimulator thing.
I mean, it's like when you're struggling, when you're about to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
And most men were yelling at level one. They're yelling, like you're Cuomo. And you're supposed to go through this pain to like a level 15 before a nurse will tell you you're fully dilated. So please don't compare. Don't even try that.
I was trying to call my guy. He wasn't picking up. He was explained to you.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I had to call backup because I needed a backup so you understand. At 5 months, do you think it's easy for
a woman? And that is why when women, especially when we are cramping, our mood is off, and some of you are in a subaid. You don't get it. You don't know what's going on. You are in pain. But some way, somehow, we live, especially in Ghana, we live in a society where they undermine that kind of pain. So in that same pain, you're supposed to come to work and make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to multitask while you're in pain.
Yeah.
And you don't want me to be in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I'll be in a bad mood.
And then you're annoying me to on top because you didn't get your job done. Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Even you as a man, when you're multitasking under pressure, do you see how wild that is?
Yeah.
You go crazy. How much more you are in pain doing all of that?
Okay.
With back pain.
So please, thank don't come here.
Babe,
thank
I love you.
My
so
job
much.
Is done. If
thank
you need backup,
I gotta call me. I'm gonna call you. Thank you, babe. I love you. See, it ain't easy like that. So with all of that, and then 5 months pregnant, at 5 months, you can't even bend down to pick. You have to squat. When you're going, that is even funny, my dear. See, everybody and how I take the thing personal because the thing pain me. 5 months. At 5 months, my first child, Charlie, now the saliva has stopped coming. No, I could now swallow my saliva. My guy.
But I don't think the guy is that ruthless or heartless.
Probably.
To just do that deliberately or say, maybe there's a reason to that. Like a serious reason.
No.
Because maybe the woman is not independent enough. Because if her mother can come around and he still refused the mother from helping her, then maybe when they were dating, he noticed something.
I could give that to you, that probably he noticed something when they were dating. But there's a reason why the mother came around, because being pregnant is not easy, and carrying that child and your first child. Everybody is different. There's some women, like you say, would go to the gym and work out and everything. Everybody else's body is different. You understand me? The composition, whatever your body requires, everybody issues they have in their body. There's some reason why some women, I'm not saying this to hurt anybody, have found it difficult to conceive. You know, it's not an easy thing, because being pregnant, you need to be at peace. You need to be stressed out. Any small thing, you miscarry. You get me? That's why some women, from the beginning, they find out that they are pregnant. The doctors put them on bed rest. You understand me. Please keep your messages coming through 054-884-1039. 054-884-1039. Let me share with you what we're discussing. Good morning. Now, I'm a 31-year-old lady and I've been married for 3 years and we have decided to have our first child. I'm currently 5 months pregnant and I've been asking my husband to allow my cousin, who is a lady, to come and help me out at home since he doesn't want us to have a house help in the house. But anytime I bring up the topic, he keeps saying I should be able to do everything on my own. I should cook for him, clean the house, wash our clothes, and take care of his every need. He doesn't lift a finger to help in any way. I'm worried and confused. I don't know what to do. Even when my mother comes to visit, he doesn't allow her to help me. Please, is this what happens in every marriage? Please help me out. Kumi Kums, I want to hear from you. Please keep your messages coming through 0548841039.
I'm confused.
Why?
Yeah, I'm confused. I just want to understand the guy's motive and juxtapose it against what the lady is going through.
Yeah.
Clearly, you could see that the lady is worried.
Yeah, frustrated.
Now, when you speak to doctors, they will tell you that the ideal time, that all things being equal, a woman can be pregnant and still be active is between 22 to 32, around those years. Because there, the strength is there, you know, the energy is there and all these things. After 32 going, you need to struggle. From 40 going...
That's new information to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better find out.
From 40 going, it becomes worse.
Yeah.
So they always advise that you, if you give birth, it should be within that range. So that, based on that, you wouldn't have complications. It makes things easy. Now, let's come to the main issue.
Yeah.
5 months. I've seen people who, even at 9 months, they work. I remember one of our colleagues, she was at work, you know, the day before.
I miss her.
Heavily pregnant. And the following day, we were expecting her to come to work. It was a May Day. Yeah. We were reading news and we had the information that she's giving birth.
Yeah.
That one is there.
I miss her so much.
There are some people too, from the day they get pregnant, they have to be restricted to bed because the strength and all these things differ. There are a lot of complications that come around.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot compare. It's like comparing mangoes to oranges.
Oranges, yeah.
Every case is different and should be looked at differently.
Yeah.
Based on the person's strength, experience. And don't forget, this is the first time. So the person doesn't have experience when it comes to pregnancy.
Yeah.
So that one too, had it been maybe the second or the third time, you could say that maybe she's overreacting or something of that sort because you have an experience and based on that, at least you are forewarned. You know that this is what, but this is the first time. So it comes with a lot of surprise, a lot of shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is where you build in your experiences. Me, I've seen a friend, the wife was pregnant, you know, cravings. The wife says she wants to eat some wache we used to eat in Bantama Kumasi. So my guy for go Kumasi, go buy.
And you guys in Accra?
Yes. And go buy the wache from Kumasi and bring it to La Paz. You know, some women, their cravings is to, you know, smell the stench from the feces.
Yeah, the bathroom.
Yeah, feces.
You have that look on your face.
Yeah. So I know a pregnant woman, you always see her around, you know, public toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the smell that comes from there. It's what she enjoys. I know a woman who, proud to she getting pregnant, she had never taken a call before.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got pregnant, she always need to take a specific alcoholic beverage till she give birth. You know, cravings and all these things. It's crazy. Yeah. It's weird. Sometimes when you speak to doctors, they find it difficult to explain, but they are different. Everybody has their own way of going around it. So this lady's own, I don't know how severe it is. Maybe she might be the active type because 5 months and still manages to do certain things, which means if not excessively active, you know, within the range, she's okay. Unlike somebody who has to lie down from the beginning to the end, depending on the complications and all these things. But the question is, why should the guy have a problem if somebody wants to help? Because you are supposed to.
Yeah, and you don't even lift a finger.
Because
she's
the Bible
everything.
Says the woman is our helper, not a slave. So every woman, if you're a believer, is to complement what you do.
Yes, sir.
And gone were the days where women were restricted to certain things. You don't go to work. Yours is to cook, wash, take care of the kids, make sure everybody is eating and all these things, wash their dishes and all this. But times are changing. So you realize that now women work, men work. That should tell you that times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I feel that the guy, I don't blame the guy. I blame who raised the guy up.
Mm-hmm.
The parents. You know, there are some families that guys are not allowed to do certain things from their childhood. So it becomes part of them. Even though they may love to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has become part of them.
Yeah.
That is why you should train a child the way he should go, so that when he go, he will not depart from it.
It's like maybe he lacks compassion or something.
Apart from lacking, I'll come there. I'm talking about being able to assist in the basic things, because you don't know how to do it. So even sometimes you even trying to do it, you make things worse.
Yeah.
You end up, you know, breaking the plates and all these kind of things because you don't know, you don't have any idea about it.
Yeah.
But you should accept that that is your problem so that you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Allow.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the fact that I have a problem. I didn't learn it or I was not taught. So let me calm down. Now, the next thing is chauvinism. I am the man. Whatever I say,
it's final.
It's final. There are some homes boys are made or are raised as lords, and they grow with it. They will meet someone's daughter and frustrate her because they feel that I am the head. So whatever I say, they don't consider the repercussions of what you say in the orders you are given to the other side.
Yeah.
You didn't marry an enemy.
Nope.
You married a friend. Okay. Why else will be an Adam for? He will love to subject that friend to pain.
No one.
Then you are not a good friend. Even acquaintances, we would love to see them do well.
Of course.
Let alone somebody you married as a wife, for better, for worse. Then the person complains about her frustration at a point where she's that gullible. She can lose her life. You can lose the baby too.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak to doctors, they'll tell you there are some women who, when they come for labor, they die because of pressure. Their BP shoots up. Why are you stressing the young lady up? At age 31, she's already crossed the green light where you can conveniently give birth without any. At that age,
and that's your first
she's child. Not even standing well.
Yeah.
And you want to add more pressure to. Why? Do you want to kill her? Is it a contract that you've taken to eliminate or what? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to understand the psyche. Yes, you may be weak when it comes to bringing in another woman or something. So make up for that.
Send her to her mom's.
Send her to her mom or make up for that.
Ideally, I know that's what they do.
You see, if me, I'm not a good cook. Even though I can,
I'm glad you're saying it to yourself.
I'm that lazy. I don't see why I should spend 4 hours at the kitchen trying to cook food that I'll eat.
It can take me 30 minutes.
Whilst my sleep is not even up to 5 hours. Me, that is me. I'll invest that time in my sleep.
Wait, what are you? Are you cooking a whole buffet that is 4 hours?
Because if I will cook, I have to make it special. That is me.
Any ideas?
Okay. So, I may not be able to cook. But in the kitchen, when you are doing the chores, I should be there to help. Maybe, you know, do some grinding, you know, cut some tomatoes, something. So that, because I see you as a partner, we are a team. We need to augment each other. We need to help each other. Now the woman is pregnant. 5 months, 4 months to go. Getting to the critical point. First trimester gone.
Second gone.
Going to the end of the second trimester. And what are you saying? You expect her to do everything as if she's still, as if nothing has happened, as if she's not pregnant. Why? Aren't you a human being?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have emotions?
Mm-hmm.
It comes back to what you were saying. Some people are raised to be monsters. They don't have emotions, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. Because they feel that if you're a woman, you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't express your views, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. That is inhumane. That is a peaceful lifestyle. That is why I said I don't blame him. I blame whoever brought him up, because sometimes we raise people, and we let them feel that. Do you know that there are some people who enjoy to see others cry?
Yeah.
When you speak to a psychologist, they'll tell you that is what
saddest.
That is what makes them happy. So I don't want to believe that the guy is that type, but I think that the guy has a problem.
Probably.
Because if at that point you still cannot feel the pain, you cannot go through. When I say you cannot go through, we're discussing menstrual cramps with the groins and all these things. Sometimes comparison is something I don't like, because what I feel,
you will not feel it.
You can only assume
and
appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Women know how it feels to have menstrual cramps. Mm-hmm. That is how God wired them.
Yeah.
If you're a man, you can never know how it feels.
Yeah.
You can only appreciate and acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So OJ, musician, some time ago, we were having a conversation, and he said, never try to understand a woman because you are not a woman.
Yeah.
Learn how to live with them. That is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a woman, you can never understand a man. You are not a man. It takes a man to understand how it feels to be a man.
Yeah.
It takes a woman to understand how it feels to be a woman. But we should learn how to appreciate each other's challenges, our strengths, and live together.
Mm.
So if your partner complains that, look, after 5 months, this is the problem I have. As a loving husband, the first thing is, what do we do? Okay, I think that we should bring in a third party. No, I'm not convenient. Me personally, I don't like people invading my space.
Yeah.
I always want to have my privacy. Mm. So when you come to my house, nobody visits me. Apart from me, then my guy, we meet there and they stay. Nobody, not even my family. I always want to have that environment for myself.
Yeah.
Whatever is private to my life should be private.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are that type, which means you have a problem. The problem is if nobody is coming in to assist, because now there is a gap.
Yeah.
There is a lacuna which needs to be filled. Who is filling that gap? Are we bringing in a third person to come and fill that gap? Maybe you don't want the third person to know what you do in your house, how your house, you know, the food you eat and all these things. Because some of these people,
they talk come
to
you,
hey, go to AJ's house. Yesterday, they killed a cow. And, you know, for all you know, the things that are supposed to be private are in your family
house.
And people are talking about it. People now know your secrets and all these things. So you don't want that. Then you need to make up for that. Because it's a price that somebody needs to pay to ensure that the woman delivers safe and strong.
Yeah.
Or else you end up losing the baby and losing your wife. Yeah. What do you want? Is she that dear to you? Is the child that dear to you? If yes, listen to her. For Christ's sake, you are a human being. You are not a beast. At least. And find a solution. Don't brush it aside and let it feel as if, okay, she's a woman and she's complaining. And
she's just nagging.
End up losing your child.
Yeah.
And your wife.
There's too much stress on her.
Yeah. Please. We should learn this. The fact that we are men does not mean we are emotionless.
Rulers of all I survey. I hail you people.
Yeah. You know. So please. Me, I have a problem where, okay, a woman goes to work, the man goes to work, the woman closes late, the man closes late, and the man has a problem because you didn't cook for me. I personally have a problem with that.
Yeah,
you know she's tired. She's your friend. So why don't we have a way around it? I know you are tired. I'm also tired. What do we do? Let's find a solution to that. But I will not blame you. Why didn't you cook? Why didn't you? No. Come on.
Sometimes
she's also a human being.
I wonder what happens during dating, knowing a person before marriage.
You know, a lot of people conceal a lot of things about them when they're dating. They just want to be the perfect person for you to jump on the ride. And then when you get married, you start seeing who they really are.
You know, there are faces in relationships, yeah? Let me say there are three stages. So your first stage, where you're all lovey-dovey
with the butterflies,
and then the next stage is where you try to, when there is a fight, you try as much as possible to come back, and things are not all too sweet as it used to be. And the third stage is the bitter part, where things are boring, but then yet you love the person for who he or she is. whether this person is doing this, doing that. Oh, I see, me see why you say you've done this. You tell the person, oh, I don't like this. Let's address this this way. That stage is where a lot of people tend to give up.
Yeah, because it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, they don't have the time. They don't have the energy to, say, invest emotions into people. They just want the sweet part and that's it.
Yeah.
So we tend to ignore red flags. And that is where when you get married, because I've heard this thing so many times that get married to the person, that's where you see the behavior. That is where they'll show you pepe. No, so looking at this lady's stage, because
people hide a lot of things. And you're right, when we get to that stage where it's not as smooth and fun as it used to be, everybody wants to leave because they expect it can't be the butterflies throughout.
Yeah.
Definitely you are getting to know each other, certain things rub off, you don't like, you need to talk about it and stuff. People don't want to.
And trust me, couples that have passed that stage, it's hard to break them apart.
Yeah.
Even if they don't talk for a longer period, or even if there's a long distance, shall I know my partner?
Yeah.
We've been through a lot. We've passed through the stages. There's nothing that Charlie happened to. People say love not really day like that, but Charlie, if you invest into it,
Is the investing and investing is putting in the work. That's what you're investing into.
It all boils down to understanding.
Yeah.
How well do you understand the journey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a journey. Because we don't understand the journey, we think that okay, let's enjoy the better part. So who carries the burden when it gets to, you know, the bitter moments? But if you understand that, okay, it could be rough. That is why I like this song, We Are Going. We know that it will be rough. And the road may be muddy and tough. Yeah. But we will get there. It's about having a vision about the destination. Where do you want to go to? I want to build the next army of my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the person I've chosen.
Yeah.
So come rain or shine, we should get there.
We date together. Let me bring some of the messages in. Felix, I'm not going to read your message. That's very disrespectful. I'm just going to say hi to you and just move on, because if I read this, you know, I'll be doing myself a disservice. So good afternoon to you, Felix. Hello, Najali. Good afternoon to you. My name is Hayford. I'm doing a listening from Kaswa. The man is heartless. Easy as men. We men help our wives. That's beautiful. I don't mind cooking for my wife, especially when she's pregnant with my baby. I'll gladly do that. If you marry a man with traditional thinking, you don't suffer. Hashtag candid. Good afternoon. Now, every woman is different and we all handle things differently. I wanted to do everything myself when I was pregnant, but my late husband didn't allow it. I think the man is being mean and he doesn't feel the woman's needs. She should go to the hospital and talk to the doctor and let the husband see she needs to be assisted. I worked throughout my pregnancy. It doesn't mean every woman can. Now, Kylie from Ashalibuchi. Good afternoon to you, darling. It's good to hear from you. The man is heartless. These days, men help our wives. Okay, that's from Lion and Famox. Let me go to X. Nigazi says, I married myself. When my wife was pregnant, I helped her in whichever way I could, from cooking, washing, cleaning the house. Even when she vomits, I had no choice than to clean it. Please sit your husband down and speak to him. He should know better. Carrying a baby is not easy. Adhard says, my God. Ogidi says 5 months and you already complaining. Others do these things even in the 9th month. Really? Wow. The men and your thinking, it's really upsetting. She's lazy in 5 months.
No, that is why wow. I said the comparison is not helping.
Yeah.
How well do you know her? How strong is she?
Yeah.
Whether there are complications or not, you don't know. And you expect her to act like somebody. No, come on. We are different people.
Nika said the answer is no. It doesn't happen in every marriage. He's supposed to be the one helping you. He has no choice. The fact that you are his wife doesn't mean you are a slave. Nevertheless, you are pregnant, so he should know better. The thing is, I think men should have a better, like, you know, be thought. Give some form of education about pregnancy and what women go through, and not the fact that you are being lazy or something, because it's not an easy thing.
There's a program on Adam.
Yeah,
I think they should. I've followed and it has helped me.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that if, and let me say this, I don't care if you come for me, all of you. If men could carry pregnancy, God would have made you carry it. All of us would have been carrying, but since you guys can't carry it, that's why we women do, because God knew that we could multitask and deal with these things. Trust me, if you go through just 1 hour of what they go through when they are, how many months, every woman is different. after my first child, my second child was a bit easy for me, and it was cool. At some point, I went all the way to the 40th week, and I told my doctor, Charlie, I don't tire. I want him to come. But my first child, she didn't come at 40. She came at 35. She's pretty mature. But I thank God for that. So everybody and what they go through, you understand me? So
friend,
cut some women some slack.
I know
cut
a friend
women
who went
slack.
To the labor ward when his wife was in labor. And by the time the baby came out, my friend had collapsed.
Okay, sir. Air condition. You see, normally my side is off. And me, it was at 16. I asked the nurse to, like, you know, because I was sweating profusely.
You know, I want to put this scenario out there. If maybe you are in a car, and then there is an old or there is an aged woman,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a pregnant woman, and there's a lady who is carrying a baby, like the baby, who would you give your seat to?
All of them.
But ideally, a pregnant woman.
It should be the pregnant woman. So that should see the seriousness
yeah.
in how
the back
pregnancy,
pain.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. And thank you for allowing yourself to learn something today.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, AJ, really but before we go, you see, it comes back to the way we train our kids.
Our sons.
Our kids. I don't want to be gender biased.
No, our sons.
It comes back to how we train our kids to understand each other's challenges, our weakness and our strength. We are not the same.
Yeah.
But we should appreciate each other so that when they grow, they will not, you know, mess up people's life in the name of marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
This young man, I don't blame him. He's emotionally bankrupt.
Ooh.
Yes. He lacks that emotion. But it's something that has been built upon time. I will not call him wicked or heartless. He's emotionally bankrupt. He needs a psychologist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I think we should find time and then educate men about pregnancy and the issues, the ups and downs with it, so they won't talk the way they're talking. My name is Ajeli Doku. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Definition on Candid. Big shouts going out to the entire team, to Arnold, to Wadude,